head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us once again. Derek, how you doing?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
I'm great. How come Grandma Rush gets a bobblehead doll before you do?
She's much better looking than me. Yeah. I like it, though. I like it.
Nice. Now, you guys had taken on Colorado. Your defense shut them down. People said, oh, they're the best offense in the league. Now you got Toronto, who they got three of the top five scorers in the league right now.
Yeah, and they're playing very well defensively. I think they're just behind us in that category. So got to watch them play Friday night live. They didn't have their best, but they certainly did in the fourth quarter when they battled back, and they played real well in the fourth quarter and won in overtime against New England. But, they moved the ball really well, really unselfish on offense, and attack inside, and they have some speed with the young Hellier kids playing really well for them, and Stephen LeBlanc's a really good athlete, and Josh Anderson has kind of been quarterbacking the offense and getting contributions from a lot of players, like Brett Hickey, I think, is a he's a young guy who they just added this year as a free agent. He's got 22 goals leading their team. So they're really getting it from, you know, contributions from all six of their guys they use up there, and as well as from their back end. So they're going to be – it's going to be a real, real big test for us for this weekend, this Friday.
It's interesting. I've seen a lot of teams going with 6-10, Derek. You go with 7-9. How do you feel that could maybe benefit you, or does it hamper you at all?
I think it helps us in that we have the way, especially at home, with where our benches are situated and some of the road games we play as well, where our long chain second and fourth quarter, we use Jarrett Davis a lot to stay and play defense and shut out transition, because that's when a lot of teams give up transition, is in second and fourth quarter, long changes for their offense and the long run for their defense. So we like it, and we think we have seven offensive players that can all contribute. So, we also think that it gives you a little bit of freshness up there. Six players is a grind to go, you know, almost every shift, really. So it's a grind for them, and we like the extra body. And I think mostly, though, you know, I think we do have seven guys, if not eight, that we feel can play on a consistent basis and contribute. So, That's the main reason why we do it.
Derek, you talked how you watched Toronto live this past weekend. Sanderson, Hellier, LeBlanc, and Hickey, of course, they're four leading scorers. Hickey, though, leads their team in goals. He's got 22 goals, but he's only got 75 shots. Like, is he that good of a shooter, or is he just getting great looks?
He's getting really good looks. He's been very efficient, obviously. I mean, he's got the highest scoring percentage for an offensive player in the league. Getting in tight a lot. Teams are, I think, have underestimated him a little bit. We won't. We'll pay attention to him out there and play our team defense as we always try to do. He's been hitting the odd mid-range shot, but most of them have been in tight, underneath goals, diving the crease and in around the crease area. He's a big, strong kid, and he's got a few power play goals as well from the crease and the shooter spot. So he's been just finishing, and I think we need to take the fun out of the game for them this weekend and try and get in their faces a little bit and play them real physical.
Derek Keenan, head coach, GM of the Rush, joins us. They take on the Rock this Friday night at Rexall Place, a battle of first versus first. Josh Sanderson has 44 assists in Toronto. He is clearly the guy. Their offense goes through him all the time. It's virtually impossible to not have the ball in his pocket at some point, Derek. How do you defend Sanderson?
Well, we've done well with Josh in the past, and we like to put big bodies on him and pressure him. Take away his vision, his time and space, be real physical with him, and so we will put, you know, even though he's a small guy, we'll put big bodies on him and try and beat him up physically. And key is to, you know, again, take away that space and time and pressure him and be physical with him too. That's the way you have to play him. You give him a little bit of room, and he finds sticks, and you know, he hasn't scored a lot this year, but he can. You know, he got two big goals last week for him. He just hasn't shot a lot. He's been more of a passer, but we don't want him to be able to quarterback the offense. So we're going to try and eliminate him for sure.
So is it Mitski or Arubis who gets him?
Probably both. Yeah, we'll alternate the two of them, and you know, try and get in his face and take away that time and space and be physical with him.
Derek Keaton joined us. I've seen Toronto twice doing the games in Vancouver and Calgary, and you know, Rob Hellier is a guy who's really talented. Derek, who has made some, you know, some of his shots, his release points, kind of a trickster almost in tight. He's really emerged with Billings being down. Talk about him as somebody that maybe in the past teams didn't have to worry about as much, but definitely now he's one of their go-to guys.
I think he's probably the most improved player in the league. Saw him all the way up through junior and started in the league quite young. I think he was an 18 or 19 year old. So I think the biggest, he's really got himself in superior shape. He's fast and strong and very, very good balance, strong on his feet, has a quick release from anywhere he shoots on the floor. He lets it go quickly and accurately. So we need to really pay attention to him and, get into shooting lanes, and he comes at you with speed too. So, and he has the ability to shoot on the run. So he's been really good. He's probably, I think, been the best player on offense, and he's been good. He's a young guy, and he's taken his game to another level. So again, you know, he's just another one of those guys that they have such scoring balance that, you know, we can't focus on one. We got to play team defense against their whole group.
And your team's had pretty good scoring balance, especially for Matthews, McIntosh, Greer, and Church, all guys in double digits in goals already. Matthews, mm-hmm. of course, off to a great start with 20 goals in six games. You're coming off a bye week again, but now you get into a regular routine every weekend. I guess update us, first of all, on the health status. LaFontaine ready to go?
Yeah, Johnny's ready to go. Corbeil, we had good news on all the tests. Everything's negative, but he's probably game day decision this week. We may be a little cautious with him, give him, but we'll see how he is this weekend. But everything was, he had an x-ray on his foot and a bone scan done, and it was negative, so that was good news for us for sure. So, but Johnny's ready to go, and we'll judge Chris on Friday.
If both are ready, would Sorgetti come out?
Probably, yeah, but we're pretty confident putting Sorgetti into mm-hmm. the way he's played. He's been really good.
Well, he's
been excellent.
Really good moving the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hasn't hurt us on defense, and that's what you worry about. A guy that hasn't played a lot, but now he's, the more reps he gets, the better he is defensively, and you know, he'll check mostly right this Friday, and they got some good rights, so he's going to be tested again. And but you know what, he did it against Calgary, played really well, and against the good right side. So you know, we're pretty confident that he can do the job for us.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, you talked about Toronto's got a very good offense, but obviously their defense, second best in the league, right behind you guys. Brody Merrill, a guy you know rather well. Of course, a trade that really has helped the Edmonton Rush many years later, but he's in Toronto now for the first time. Merrill, you know, they got Edwards and Gamble. They got a lot of really fast guys, and then, they, you know, on defense, not a ton of big bodies. How do you attack their defense? Did you see a weakness at all?
Well, I think they actually, the three guys they added in the offseason, Merrill, Gilbert, and Sorensen, all big bodies. So that's the biggest difference from a year ago, where they were really on the small side. When we played them twice last year, we manhandled their defense with the size we had on offense. They're a little different this year. They've added that size. They still have some smaller guys, but they're really quick. You know, they're just a much, much improved defensive team, and I think it's mainly because of the three additions they've made. And they run the floor well. You know, Brody leads that charge. Edwards runs the floor well, too, and Brock Sorensen scores in transition. So they're dangerous that way. They're dangerous shorthand. They have 8 shorthanded goals, so we can't allow that to happen. Those are backbreakers. So they're just a better defensive team. You know, they're playing similar to most teams now. They play it relatively conservative. They don't pressure a ton like we do, but so you need to work really hard to get inside and work really hard to get shooting lanes. And, you know, we got to find backs on picks and try and get through the middle. And I think we can. And we just have to really grind them down and work at it. And also, you know, try to get some contribution from our running game as well.
I was going to ask you about the running game. Has it improved? Are you at the level you want in your transition?
You know what? I think we're getting about three a game. The last couple, like, I think we had three in each of the Colorado games, and I think we had more than that against Calgary. But yeah, I mean, we're getting there. We didn't get a lot our first couple games. We didn't get a lot of much our first couple games, but we're starting to get there. I mean, I think the opportunities have been there, and now we're starting to finish a little bit better. You know, if Corbs doesn't play, we lose a little bit there, but then Adrian maybe will run the floor a little bit more, and we'll get a little bit more from Johnny LaFontaine. Thompson's starting to run the floor well, and he's a guy that his game every year he seems to improve as the season goes on, and I'm seeing that with him in all areas of his game, defensively, face-offs, and transition. So, you know, we'll just keep working at it, and we want to create honest transition. We're not going to cheat and leave early. You know, we're gonna do it by working hard and picking up ground balls and running the floor hard off bench and running to our bench hard as well. So we'll just, you know, keep working at it. But three games pretty good as long as you're not giving up a bunch either.
Well, Derek, best of luck. Should be one of the more entertaining games of the season. The two best teams in the league going out on Friday night. Good luck.
Thank you.